So here we are, Cam Girl Diaries After Dark. Now, this is our new podcast that we're trying out. Now, the whole plan for it is to, you know, we're going to do this live eventually. Of course, this isn't live now, but the plan is to do it live where, you know, maybe we bring in cam girls before they go on Chatterbait or after they go on Chatterbait or Streamate, whatever, you know, and just fucking bullshit. Like, you know, are you going on Chatterbait tonight?
I am going on probably around like 1 in the morning. Nice.
So, okay. Yep. So we're doing like before you go on Chatterbait show.
Yeah, good. Because I need some ideas. Because I need some ideas and stuff for something fun to do tonight. So we got to come up with something, okay? All right. Well, some point.
All right. Well, first, you have to fix your camera because you're all blurry. You fix that.
I know, dude. I might have to refresh. Hold.
It's all good. Fix that shit.
I already fixed that. Turn it on. Refresh. Be right back.
That's all the shit you have to do before you go on cam and everything, right? So, before all that, before she comes back, if you want to support the show, Cam Girl Diaries podcast or Cam Girl Diaries After Dark, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com, Cam Girl Diaries with a Z. Of course, there's always our Instagram, at Cam Girl Diaries with a Z. Don't ask me why there's a Z, because like S was taken, I guess. I don't know. Then, of course, on Twitter, I hate Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at Cam Girl Podcasts, whatever. I fucking hate Twitter and X and all that shit. So, yeah, all of it. I hate all social media. What about you? You like social media?
No, I despise social media. I don't even like, I don't even go on Facebook or anything personally. I only have them for like what I do for a living. That's it. And that's annoying.
Well, what do you usually promote on?
Do you want to hear all of them? I promote on Instagram, Snapchat, FetLife, Twitter, X, whatever the fuck that is, CetaPansy, on Sniffer. Well, then, Sniffer? Sexman.
What the yep. fuck? Wait. What's Sniffer?
Sniffer is a panty site. Yeah, it's a panty site. I sell a lot of dirty panties on there.
Yeah, so how's that going? How's selling your panties going?
It's slow right now. It's slow right now, but I just got like one order. Last week it was popping. I mean, like $500 in 3 days.
What? A lot of Japs, huh? Yeah. A lot of Japs, right?
No, I don't know who they are, but they've been buying a lot of pussy pops, dude. Like, they are, like, on fire right now. On fire.
That's nice. That's nice. It's a lot of work, though. Yes. To sell panties, though. Yes. Isn't it a lot of work? Like, you know, you gotta wear...
It is.
Yeah.
You gotta wear them. I don't wear panties. I don't wear underwear usually at all. Like, I don't, only for my job. So, yeah, you gotta wear them. And depending on how many days, you know, they want them for, too. Nonstop.
Oh, so you can select, like, how many days you wear them?
Yeah, usually I do 24 hours, but the most I had was a week, which is really hard for me.
A week? What?
Yeah, 7 days.
Oh, gross.
Okay. It is. Because they want you to wear them overnight. But honestly, a little FYI is I do not wear them overnight because that's disgusting. It's just disgusting. I don't like doing 7 days. It's not good for the fucking pussy health at all, for real.
Yeah, don't you get like, what do you call them? Like yeast infections and shit?
No, I don't. But actually, like, I don't wear them all the time. I say that I do, but I don't.
God, why'd you just say that? You're supposed to keep that a secret. Don't tell anyone.
No.
You wear them all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm lying. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you wear them.
No, I do like all night long. I rub that shit right in. Mm-hmm.
Right? Sometimes.
No. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, you'd be sleeping and shit, like, oopie doopie did 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 did, and sometimes you just. Rubbing your shit, right? Rubbing all that, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think so, but The one gross thing is, like, they put on customs, too. Like, you could add, you know, like, masturbation or, like, cum, or if you want to, you know, I could go hiking in them, too. I do that a lot. It's definitely interesting. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because you like hiking.
Going hiking. Yes, I've always been with
perfect combination.
So, like, did I tell you about my ass and the bug bites?
No, I don't think
Did I tell
so.
you about the no funny story? You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, so I like to be naked all the time, like a lot. So like I go into the woods and shit, and I get naked. Like I'm always naked. So I didn't realize like I got bit the fuck up all over my ass. So I'm going on a chatterbait that night, and I'm like, you know, I pull my panties off, and I'm like, oh God, it looked horrible. So yeah, just be careful if you're gonna stream after you've been in the woods. It was just awful. I'm like, I swear, guys, I'm okay. It's just it looked fucked up, embarrassing.
So wait a minute. So you go into the woods and you walk into the woods and you just take your clothes off?
A lot of times, yeah, when I go to the streams and stuff, I like to be naked. It's a pagan thing.
Wait,
I like to be one the fucking earth, dude.
all right, wait. So like when you say you go into the woods, like do you like go off of one of them fucking like, you know, walking trails, like where like a
No.
lot of towns have walking trails and you
Yeah.
know, you can walk down the trails and shit. Do you go off of one of them and just go into the woods and just be like,
No.
bah!
Not exactly like that. Actually, like we'll go into the woods. I don't go on a walking trail. I just walk on a dirt road or whatever and go into the woods. And I'm like, bah, just like that. Yes.
So wait, you just walk into random woods and just take your clothes off.
Yeah. I do a lot of rituals with my clothes off, too. I'm always naked outside.
Wow, this sounds like a porno scenario.
Too bad ChatterBait doesn't let us stream outside. Damn it. I can make millions.
Yeah, this is crazy. I like, you know, I've heard about scenarios like, you know, girls like just going out, oh, they're at the stream and they just get naked and all this dumb shit. It's like, no bitch does that. There's no girl on earth that just fucking goes to a stream and takes her clothes off. Well, apparently there is.
This one, yes. Oh, not just not streams. Like I like to be like I sit in the woods a lot and meditate and shit. I like to be naked when I do it. I like to put my coochie to the ground, you know.
I thought that was make believe, but apparently it's real.
No.
Oh shit.
You know, you hear about those stories with like those fucking hot like fairies in the woods, like naked and shit. That's me. Yeah. I turned into a fairy. No, not really, but anyway.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah, so if you ever go hiking with me, it will be fun.
But what if I just want to go hiking? Like, so just say, like,
Just go hiking.
well, just say that. You know, hey, let's go hiking. All right, let's go hiking. Yay, we're fucking going hiking. And you'll just start getting naked and busting out your clothes. Like, then what happens?
No.
Like, you're just
No.
hiking naked? That's
Well,
so weird. I just want to hike.
listen, I don't hike. Listen, we can just hike, okay? There's a difference. I don't go hiking naked. It's hard with big titties to fucking go hiking naked. So, like, I'll just go to the stream and do a ritual or something, or ground myself naked, like, or just sit in the moss. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Sit in
naked.
the moss. Wait, you put your
Never
wait,
hiking. Yes.
you put your pooter in the moss. In the
Yeah, I'll
green,
sit on that shit.
little green moss.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I'll tell you why not. Do you know what is in
Why?
moss?
No, what?
Oh my God. Do I have to show you the fucking YouTube videos of like there's a
No. Oh my God.
listen, there's people that fucking like they make, which I love. Oh, fuck. They make terrariums. Have you ever heard of terrariums?
I make them.
So you should know. What are you putting your pooter in moss for? Listen.
Bugs. There's some bugs.
Yes, that's what
Bugs.
terrariums. Listen, there's a guy like.
They won't crawl up in there.
God. I don't think you understand
I
what.
hope not.
You have no clue what a terrarium is.
Okay. I do. It's a little thing with like moss and shit. There's like living shit,
Yeah,
right?
you make fucking dude. I watch these fucking videos. Like, I get really high and watch these terrarium videos.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, like, look at all these shits growing
Ooh.
out. So, these guys get moss, but that's the big thing. You get moss, you know, you put moss, you put some fucking dirt, you got to put a fucking
Yeah.
rock bottom on it so the moisture goes down.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you're putting your pooter on moss. Moss has all kinds of little tiny bugs.
Yo. Then I should put a blanket down from now on. I'd rather sit on a rock, honestly.
Sit on a rock.
Than, I just lay down, dude. Like, I'm not always sitting.
All right, all right.
I don't know. Not really thinking about this shit. I need to take a blanket with me when I go. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, all right. Wait, we're getting off topic here. Now, listen. So if we go, like, let's say, all right, hey, buddy, let's go on a hike.
Yeah, all right, great.
So we're going
on your backpack. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got my backpack on.
We're going on.
Yeah, we're going on a hike.
Doo-doo-boo.
Through the woods. And so say we're about, I don't know, a half mile in the woods. What happens?
Well, we see the stream ahead, and you're like, oh, I'm so thirsty. I'm like, you can't drink that fucking water, but let's go.
So wait, now?
And then we start walking, right? On the stream. We get there. I feel like I'm role-playing right now.
That's what I want to know. Like, what actually happens if we're just hanging out and going on a hike? All of a sudden, we're at our stream. I'm drinking some fucking stream juice, and you're getting naked? What the fuck? I just want to go.
No, you're not getting naked. No, you have to get naked too, though.
Fuck no, I'm not even getting naked. I barely get naked in my own house. I'm going to get naked at a stream?
I guess not that. I just want to get naked. If you want to get naked, I probably would get naked. Yeah.
What the fuck? What is going on? Do you live in like a porno fucking mind? Like, what?
No, I've always been like this. It's weird, right?
Fuck yeah, it's weird. Dude, I just want to go on a hike.
Okay, listen, I don't ever go with anyone but myself, so it would be different. You know, I probably wouldn't get naked, honestly. I was making that up. I was doing like a role play scenario like I do on Sex Me Up There, you know, I was going with that shit. But we're going to just back it up a little bit, okay? So we get to the stream, and I'm like, okay, let's get some water. I want to get some water to take back, because creek water is very strong for protection. So we get the water. You get your fucking drink. Fucking drinking bugs and shit out of the stream.
No,
you really
No. I got a filter. I got one of them fucking filters. You put
like the straw? Yes, or no?
Yeah.
You're good then. Okay. You got your fucking drink. You're ready to go. So we don't get naked, okay? It doesn't even happen. We just keep going because we got a destination to go to. Yeah. If I wasn't by myself, I wouldn't be doing that all the time, but I'm always by myself. So yeah. So you have nothing to worry about. You'd be all right. You won't have anything crawling up your fucking ball sack or anything.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hey, I've heard some horrible things about streams and shit. Like, you know, guys fucking pissing at a stream, a fucking thing crawls with their dick, and next thing you know, they got a fucking brain fucking worm in their head, and they're on that YouTube channel, Chubby Emu, and it's a whole thing. Fuck that.
Chubby Emu, what the fuck is that?
Oh my god, have you not seen, dude, you want to see a fucking, like, check out Chubby Emu on YouTube. He talks about he's a doctor, and he talks about all these fucking scenarios that, like actual cases of people that have, like, gone through some crazy shit. Some guy ate some fucking gas station nachos and fucking died, you know, like.
Oh my god, yeah, I can't watch that show. It makes me all fucking paranoid.
Oh, fuck yeah. There was one, some girl ate 96 fucking edibles, and this is what happened to her system and all this shit. Crazy.
I ate one edible. I'm fucked up. I can't imagine 96, man.
Right? The last time I ate an edible, I was tasting colors, man. It was crazy.
Yeah. Last time I ate edible, I was on fucking Chatterbait, and I was at the point where I just couldn't even see straight. I'm like, I gotta go, but I think I didn't log on for a while. I mushroomed on Chatterbait once. That was the stupidest move ever.
Did you record it? You should have recorded that shit.
No, I just started recording my streams, but yeah. I turned into a fucking Barbie. It's like fucking Barbie on the fucking thing. And I was like moving like this, you know? It was not fun. And then I laid in the corner and fucking thought about trees and shit outside. It was fucked.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Like, that's why you gotta, like, if you're gonna get fucking fucked up and shit, like, and fucking go live, you gotta record that shit.
You know? I know. Maybe I should do it tonight.
Fuck it, dude. Especially.
Okay, that's.
Hell yeah. We could put this at the end of this podcast. Like, hey. This is what happened when Alicia went on fucking stream tonight.
Fucking shroom. Fuck.
Hell yeah.
No, that was great, man. Oh, this is what I do when I'm on shrooms. I fucking watch documentaries about shroom. And then I get all sorts of weird shit going on. I don't know why I do that. I don't know. They're fun. I like them.
Yeah, you like shrooms?
Yeah, they're one of my favorites.
You like getting high, man?
I do. The phyllocybin. Whatever the fuck it's called, there's actually like a lot of mods microdosing. I tried microdosing, but I really got really fucked up. I think I didn't take like a microdose. I think it was probably more than micro. A lot of people like do it daily. I was like, okay, I get these fucking kids ready for school. Why is the lunch pail moving by itself? Like, what the fuck is going on?
It's probably bad. Well, I don't know. They say it's good though. Like nobody, like who's fucking, you know, nobody's like going out drunk driving. Like drunk driving's fucking horrible. You know?
Yes, that's horrible. Like, at least you're staying home.
Well, yeah, like when you're shrooming and shit, you're smart enough to know not to drive, right?
Right, exactly. And I don't even leave my house. Cause last time I did, fucking, you know, Beetlejuice, that fucking sneak worm. That shit was like there. So, yeah, I don't even leave my house. I don't get lost, you know?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the other Beetlejuice from Howard Stern. Like, he came after you.
Oh.
That would be scary.
That wouldn't be fucking scary, but yeah. Yeah, I don't like say, I wouldn't like approve or recommend to go on Chatterbait doing shrooms to anyone that's watching or listening, because it's not a great time. It's like you get blonde hair. Like, all of a sudden I have blonde hair, I'm like, whoa. And my movements got like Barbie-like, like, hi.
We used to go on Chatterbait to find, like, I think I've already talked about this on the other podcast, but like, we used to go on to find the craziest, like, outside shit, yeah. Chatterbait, you know, not the girls that are like, you know, give me money for my pussy, like, right. Shit that's just crazy. Like, I don't think I've seen some girls that were like really, they were fucked up, like they're, you know, drunk, high, yeah. Whatever it is. But I've never seen, yeah, that's always sad.
It is. So it's like, did they be, or were they forced to do this, or I don't fucking want to know. But yeah, there's some weird shit on there. Because you know what? I'd be a cam that you would fucking choose, wouldn't it? Wouldn't I be? Because I'm not that normal cam girl.
Well, yeah, if I'm looking for a, you know, a goth mom.
Or somebody that doesn't take their clothes off unless they fucking get paid, you know? Or somebody that plays games. Like, I'm not the normal person on there at all.
There's plenty of girls that go on there and don't take the clothes off, and when they do, it's really robotic. Oh, definitely, dude. I'm fucking, I don't know if you know me, I used to host this podcast called Cam Girl Diaries Podcast, and you know, like, I've made this shit my mission to understand, like, you know, the whole fucking, like, especially Chatterbait. Like, OnlyFans is a whole different thing, because OnlyFans is like, you have to promote your shit.
Yeah.
You know, Chatterbait is, you know, like, you're on Chatterbait. There's 96 pages of cam girls just like you.
Yeah. We had this conversation the other day. Remember we were saying, like, I shouldn't be a cam girl because I don't, like, take my clothes off. Do you remember this conversation, or was that just a dream? I don't remember. Did we talk about that?
Oh, on the failed episode of After Dark, yeah.
Oh, no, we have to, I think we need to, like, reenact one of the scenes, because it was fucking, like, it'll be different. About the, you know, piggies, the fat little piggies.
Fuck, did you just, listen, I don't want to get into,
Your face, man.
Listen.
Classic.
I have made it known since I've played the character Pervert Pete for 10 years. Everybody, anyone that knows Pervert Pete or me knows I hate feet. Feet are disgusting.
Right, but with that. But we talked about the UPS man, like, and it was fucking hilarious.
Wait, no, I don't. The UPS man. Okay. The UPS man is...
How do you... Yes, you said there's a... What if a UPS man comes to your house and he really likes your feet? And I don't remember what happened there.
Okay.
But yeah, we talked about that.
I don't remember that, but okay. All right, so yeah, all right. So
I told you the story about the guy with the feet fetish that I like walked around with for a while. Wasn't a boyfriend, just fucked around. Remember that story?
No, I don't. But wait, let's get back to that. All right, so here's the scenario. I don't know where this goes or anything, but okay. So the UPS guy, you know, he has a delivery for you, and you know, you're in, I don't know, a tank top, panties, and your piggies are out, and he's a foot fetish guy, and you know, you're like, doop doop, oh, a package, and he's like, he looks at your feet, and he's just like, what do you do?
And I punch him in his face because he's acting all weird.
All right. Well,
but I don't get down with this. I don't like feet. Like, but I'll tell you the story about the weird foot thing that I had experienced. First foot fetish guy and last, but you know, to each their own, whatever, it's not my thing. But he would always like make me send him pics of my feet. Like it had to be like, I had to pose them certain ways so the bottom could be crinkly. Like he would give me detailed instructions on what to do. And he's like, suck on my toes. And I was like, oh, like that's gross. And then this one time he's like, jerk me off with your feet. And I did. And he came. And it didn't take one at all. And that was the grossest thing. Honestly, like it's not my shit. And I'm just was like, I'm done with this. Yeah. So that's what we talked about last then.
I'm going to
throw up. Dude, I know. Feet are gross. They really are.
I mean, it's like, I was gonna say it's similar to like titty fucking, but it's not, because yeah, titty fucking is just funny. Like that's funny. Like that's funny. But
and it makes funny sounds, a little bit there and shit. I mean, it makes cool sounds. Feet, there's like ton of little piggy toes, and it's gross.
Don't call them piggies when there's a wiener on it.
Okay. Okay. Tongue the toes.
I cannot stand toes. I can't grasp that shit. I just don't understand feet at all. So I don't know what a good feet pick is or a bad feet pick is.
Well, I can give you a little pointers that I sold to a couple people like way back when I started, but they want, like I said, they want you to fucking curl your feet. I'm not going to show you, but they want to like curl your feet so the bottoms are all crinkly and shit. I don't know why, but that's what and just close up. They don't want your fucking feet. They don't.
All right,
they're not buying your face.
Yeah, which, see, see, to me, that makes no sense. I'm like, what? Just, you want the feet, but not the fit. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me, but.
Well, I'm thinking they like the curl of the feet, because they can put your dick in the curl of the feet. You know, the sole. Yeah. So it's like, no, I'll show you. You want to.
No, I don't want to see.
Ready?
Listen.
It would go like this. Ready? See? Right in the foot crevice. Yep, just like that.
And if you had toes that fucking long, like, oh, crazy. But no. What about, oh, since you're a foot expert, what about like, because I know some girls have like some really like, you know, callousy feet. Like, how do foot fetish people feel about callousy feet? Do they like it?
Well, I've never met anybody that wants the real type of feet. They want like pedicure. Like a lot of times they'll pay for a pedicure if you don't get a pedicure and then do the feet picks. They wouldn't want my feet because I don't wear shoes, remember?
Oh shit. So your feet are all callousy and fucked up, right?
Yeah. Yep. They are fucked up because you know what's really fucked up about my feet? I'm gonna say it because I have no shame. But I broke my foot. Like my bone sticks out like fucking all weird and shit. Yeah. So yeah, they don't want
to. Dude, this is making me.
Anyway, yeah, I'm getting kind of
jealous. We gotta stop talking.
You just look at it.
I hate feet. Oh, so
gross. I know you do. But I'm kind of curious.
I do, with a passion. But I'm kind of curious, though. It's like, I'm curious, but I hate it.
I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't understand how you make you fucking hard or wet. Like, I don't get that. I don't know. I think the kink, but I don't know. Every kink is childhood based. Like, come from your like a childhood trauma.
I always say, right? It always comes like, you know, like, who knows? Like, maybe some fucking.
Yeah, maybe they got kicked in the ass or something.
Kicked in the ass or like.
Yeah, turned
you know, they were. Who knows? Who knows? I don't even want to fucking, like, enough. Yeah. Enough with feet.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Let's change the subject. What did you read? What kind of information did you. What's something new that you learned today?
Today?
Do you want anything? What today? Yeah.
Today I learned that Reddit moderators are punk-ass bitches, whether they're male or female.
Can I second that?
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I don't want to fucking go into it too much, but there's, you know, I go on, I think we talked about this a little bit. You know, yeah. I scour Reddit, the camgirl subreddits, for questions, because I always thought whether we do it on After Dark or the other podcast, you know, we can go through questions and maybe talk about them and read what other cam girls say. You know, we can go through that shit.
Yeah.
So I scour that shit. Sometimes I come across a post that a girl asks something and nobody's really responding to, but that, you know, I know that Cam Girl on our podcast has talked about or went in depth on mm-hmm. or anything like that. So I'll respond to that shit, you know. So I respond. I gave him a little fucking tidbit of, you know, basically mm-hmm. what the girl, I think it was Katie's first episode. Something she said. I went into it a little bit and I said, hey, she goes in depth into it in this fucking podcast episode. Go watch it. I put the link, the end.
Listen.
There was another one, did the same thing. You know, not many people were responding to it. So I was like, all right, I know the fucking perfect episode where someone talked about it, put the episode in. That was it. A couple hours later, I get an email that I'm banned on both fucking subreddits.
You know, I don't get it because I did the same thing the other day. So weird you said that. Like she was asking about tip menus and prices. So I did the same thing. I gave her a little bit of what I thought and gave her our last, it was like a couple episodes ago, you did the one on the tip menus. I put the link there. And she's like, thank you so much. Like, she's very appreciative. I didn't get banned. So why the fuck did you get banned?
I know on the one, the OP didn't fucking, like, she didn't report it because she was like, oh, the link didn't go through. Could you send me the link?
Good.
So I sent her the link. I sent her all the links for all the podcast, you know, the Spotify, Apple, and all that. I'm pretty sure it's the fucking moderators. Whoever these cunty little fucking moderators are, they, you know, wherever, I don't know what they thought. Maybe they thought
I was... Racial discrimination, that's probably why. That's why they banned you. They're fucking racist.
I don't know if it's racial, but it might be sexist. They were like, you know, maybe they looked at my profile. They were like, oh, this is a guy. He's a fucking scum.
You were just trying to help.
Yeah, I was just
like, that's what I'm
my point.
I know.
I wasn't promoting myself. I was promoting a cam girl.
Yep.
That actually gave the answer to this girl's question. And these fucking cunts banned me.
You know, fuck that shit. I'm about done with Reddit. Like, I am. I have never figured it out. Every time I post shit, I'm like, you can't post because you're not verified. What the fuck do I need verified for? Here's my link. Go see. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's annoying. I'm not tied for that shit.
Yeah. Oh, it all depends on the moderators, this and that. It's a whole fucking thing. It's like, you know, fuck this shit. I don't know.
It's too much, you know?
Reddit has some fucking... Well, you can get some really good information from Reddit.
You can.
Sometimes you can't. But a lot of people, the one thing from Reddit that I've gotten is there are a lot of good questions people are asking. Especially for our podcast, which that's what I'm saying. I'm saving all these fucking, you know, so we can go through them and shit. Because there are some questions that I've seen that I've never even thought of. Like, holy shit, this is a great question.
I agree. And it's like the podcast, there's a lot of shit, tons of information on here to help new cam girls. And it's like this and Reddit, I would say, are probably the best resources, honestly. Because I told you when I was looking at fucking this shit popped up and I'm like, damn, this is fucking great. Like, there's a lot of information in your podcast. And then we did the interview and you're like, damn, he's so fucking cool. And he's got a great fucking idea. And look, here I am. But yeah, this is full of shit. Just full of good shit.
Well, before our podcast, there's been other, you know, cam girl podcasts for us. And they had really good information. The only thing is they fucking gave up. They were like, if I had to assume, they couldn't make money off of it, so they just gave up. It's easier to, you know, be a cam girl than to do a podcast about being a cam girl.
Right, and honestly, like, I listened to a couple, too, that were still on there, but they weren't active, and all they were doing was talking. To me, it's not cool. This, at least with the Cam Girl Diaries, we actually interview actual cam girls. You know, I'd rather do that. I'd rather watch that than someone just talk about their shit, you know, and promote themselves.
Right. Well, there's one active, because I think we might have talked about this already. There's one that's active right now. Her podcast isn't her main, I guess, source of income. You can tell that. But her main source of income is teaching other cam girls.
Yeah.
But she does a podcast where, you know, she teaches cam girls. And her podcast, I listened to about 20 minutes of three episodes, and she talks like you're a fucking PhD scholar. Like, I definitely didn't understand it. I'm sure other people didn't understand. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah,
but who wants to listen to that? Nobody, you know?
Right. That's, and you said it. That's where our podcast differs from any other cam girl podcast, mm-hmm. is we actually talk to cam girls that are in the moment, living the fucking life.
Yeah. Right. And we ask questions because, like, the questions that I come up with when I do the interviews are things that I, like, kind of relate to myself. You know, so they're out of the box questions a lot, too. So a lot of shit gets talked about on here, like shit you wouldn't even imagine, you know?
Right.
And it's real.
And from actual cam girls, different cam girls, yeah. Not just, you know, one cam girl every fucking time, the same fucking girl.
Exactly.
Her experiences every time.
Yeah. They're definitely variety.
From different, you know, different success points. Did I say that right? Success points.
Like, yeah.
You know, some that are, you know, on the, you know, not doing too well. But then some, like a couple episodes ago, Bella Maori, who has been, she's been a Playboy bunny, a PhD scholar, an actress in, you know, like real fucking movies. You know, like people that have been successful. Or Katie. When we first interviewed her, you know, she was just starting out, this and that. You interviewed her a couple episodes ago, and, you know, it's completely different. She's doing really well.
She is, and she gave a ton of information of how to get there, which is great, because she actually works it every day. You know, I learned things from her.
Yeah,
I mean, the market is amazing.
Well, yeah.
Because it covers everything.
Well, yeah, I think that's where, you know, this podcast separates ourselves from other podcasts. Like, we're talking to, you know, all different kinds of cam girls. I think there is one podcast that's in the cam girl realm, but I forget, was it only Feehans? What's her name? There's a girl, like, she's like really famous, but she talks to a bunch of people. Like, she's not talking to fucking, like, cam girls that are in the fucking dirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you girls are, like, in the fucking dirt.
You know? You're in the fucking trenches, man.
Right, the trenches. Oh, yeah. See, I pulled a stuttering John right there. In the trenches is the actual term. I'm like, in the dirt.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds...
You're close, right? There's dirt in the trenches. You're good.
Yeah, close enough, right?
Yeah, this Cam Girl Diaries is, I don't know, it's amazing. Anybody that wants to even... just know about what cam girls do. I mean, there's a plethora of information, like so much from here to there, everywhere, you know, every platform, everything.
Yeah. All right. Well, we better stop this. Like, it's just a fucking like promotional thing.
Yeah. We don't mean podcast. We like good shit.
Exactly.
Coming from the heart, though, you know?
Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. Like, I fucking like, I don't like I said, I think I've said this already. Like, my whole thing with the Cam Girl Diaries podcast was not to like teach cam girls or help cam girls in any way. I didn't like, that was not my thought. I just wanted to find the fucking funny stories, the, you know, nasty stories, all that bullshit. That was my whole fucking thing, you know?
And look what it turned into. Exactly. It's a fucking huge learning. It's information. I mean, everything you could want to know. It's better than Reddit, man. It's fucking, I'm sorry, it's promoting, but it's better than fucking Reddit.
There's some girls help, but like I see a lot of fucking posts on there that are just like, they just leave the girls hanging, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe one or two people respond and it doesn't help in any way. It's like, fuck that. Yeah. So this has turned into a promotional thing for Cam Girl Diaries podcast.
So. I didn't mean that to be.
She said, I mean, it needs to be said. Definitely. But what we want After Dark to be is like, you know, like girls like you about to go on Chatterbait or after Chatterbait or Streamate, whatever, like, you know, just bullshitting and everything, getting your take,
you know?
Right. So you want before stream and after stream people?
Sure. If you're about to go on stream, like, you know, like what's going on? What are you thinking? Like, how's it going? Yeah. Well, here we go. All right. So let's end this episode with what the whole After Dark live show, because we do want it to be live. It's not live right now, but we do eventually want it to be live, like, you know, so we can get, you know, fan interactions or other cam girls, you know, like see what they say, fucking pull them up on screen, all that bullshit. So
yeah,
to end this episode, so like, all right, you're about to go on Chatterbait. What are you thinking? What are you?
Well, I'm thinking maybe I could show everybody like how I get set up.
Well, all right, so you're going to go on Chatterbait tonight. Like, when you go on, like, are you going to, like, are you going to have everything prepared to, like, what you're going to do? Or are you just going to, like, hit live and just wing it?
I like to be prepared. Usually I just wing it, though, because I'm too lazy and ADHD got me all over the place. So, but yes, tonight I want to prepare because I'm trying to stream for, like, 10 hours straight. So...
I did one stream for 8 hours straight, and it was a fucking brutal, like, I didn't have shit prepared. It was a fucking
nightmare. Yeah.
Like, you know, and
that's what I'm saying.
And I haven't thought about this in a while, but yeah, that fucking stream, like, the hardcore fans, like, they stayed, they, like, they hung through, they fucking, yeah, like, went with it and, you know, helped. But if you don't have
shit, yeah,
that's going to be tough, man.
I need help. I don't know if I'm going to do it tonight, though. I tried to do it last night. I thought I went from 11 to 5, 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Then I fucking passed out, drew on myself, shit. I didn't make it. That was only 6 hours, and that was hard. Hard as fuck.
I bet.
Yeah. Especially because Chatterbait's fucking so slow.
Yeah, so, like,
you I'm over here cleaning my room and shit. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, you got to have almost, like, segments. I hate saying, like, you know, yeah, like almost thinking
right
TV or anything, but if you're going to do that, long, yeah, you got to have, like, segments. All right, like, I'm going
to
do this. Hopefully, this lasts this long. I'm going to do this and this and this and see what happens. So, all right, so you're going to try that. This is fucking good. All right, so this has been the first episode of Cam Girl Diaries After Dark, a little behind the scenes, talking about the business, all that bullshit, right?
Yep.
So if you want to support us on Patreon, it's patreon.com/camgirldiaries with the Z. Same with Instagram, Cam Girl Diaries with the Z. But Twitter or X is Cam Girl Podcasts. Don't ask me why. Fucking sucks. Want to watch us on YouTube? youtube.com/@camgirldiaries with the S. But yeah, so that's it. So, all right. So that's all, peeps. Guess we'll see you in next episode.
See ya.